Welcome to the Untied Podcast, where we unravel the knots of life with faith, wisdom, and encouragement, because together we're here to untie from tradition and embrace truth through powerful Bible teaching. Well, folks, this is the season finale of season two of the Untied Podcast. And unfortunately, we got together and we recorded the season finale. And as soon as we were done recording, we lost three quarters of the recording, both audio and visual. And so after I had picked myself up off the floor, because my heart had completely dropped, and let the guys know, we had tried to come back together and record again the first part of our season finale episode, and unfortunately it just was not able to work. And sometimes that's just how it is in the life of three preachers, three ministers. We have a lot of things going on, and especially approaching summer, we just could not get things together in order to do that. And so we do apologize. However, I will say this, that we do have the anchor thought that we will leave you with from Corey Sawyers. And so I am excited to announce that we still do have that, and we are going to plug that in at the end of this podcast. Now, we're only going to release the audio portion of this podcast. I don't think that you want to see my ugly mug alone rambling on as I try to recap some of the things that we had talked about. So we were just going to do the audio portion of this podcast and release it for our season finale of season two. Now, I will say this, that we are all three, I can speak on behalf of all three of us, that we're so grateful that you have tuned in and or viewed the all of our episodes this year. We're just so grateful for you following us in this effort that we have kind of embarked on with this podcast. And this is the original podcast of the Excel Pod Network. And we've been so fortunate and blessed to now have brought on three more excellent podcasts to this network. We're continuing to strive to make it grow, and we're looking for other good podcasts to bring on the network that will bless you and encourage you and help you in your daily walk. And so that's something that we're aiming to do, and are excited about the future of this network. And so we do want to encourage you to check out the Scripture Spotlight podcast, the Thinking Kingdom podcast, and Road Trips, which is a brand new podcast that we have added to the network, where Tyler Wall does a great job at interviewing a number of other individuals about a number of topics. And so I do encourage you to check those out. So here's what we're going to do in this short recap of some of the things that we had discussed. So I don't want you to miss out on everything, but we just kind of highlighted some of the episodes that we had a good time talking about. By far, I think for the three of us, our favorite episodes to record were the big picture episodes, which if you are tuning into this final episode of season two and you have not listened to the rest of the season, be sure to go back to season two, episodes 4, 8, and 12. Episodes 4, 8, and 12 were the big picture episodes. In episode number 4, we talked about 1 Thessalonians, 8, 2 Thessalonians. And then in 12, we discussed the book of Obadiah. And so we had a great time discussing each of those, doing an overview of each of those books, the purpose, the theme, the major message that is being shared within each of those writings. Just we had a lot of fun with that, and we hope that you did too. And again, if you haven't checked those out, we hope that you will, and we hope that they'll bless you in some way. But that really was, I think, our funnest episodes. That's stuff that we love to talk about. And so I think that for all three of us, those were our favorite ones. Now, here's another one that really was a highlight, and Tyler actually brought this up, which was in episode 2, have you ever changed your mind about anything biblically? Now, that was episode 2 of this season, and it really had a great effect on the rest of the season because we really discussed a lot of things like that where we used to be in one place, and through study and prayer, mentorship, even other conversations, we have grown to change some of those things. Not anything on general doctrine or teaching from the scripture, but rather just things that maybe we were set in our ways on from a biblical standpoint at some point in our life, and we have grown out of that by more study and thought and prayer. And so the idea that was brought from that is actually something that we discussed for a little bit, which is what we find in Proverbs chapters 22 through 24 discusses 30 sayings of Solomon that are all about wisdom. And as Solomon is wanting to share his wisdom that he has gained in life with his son of royalty, he discusses two different times. Once in chapter 23 and verse 12, again in chapter 24 and verse 7, the idea of being teachable. And we discussed quite really at length the importance of being teachable in our life, allowing the text to teach us, allowing others who are more knowledgeable teach us, and allowing life to teach us as we grow in wisdom and stature, and the importance of being teachable. Being teachable is something that requires humility, and it requires us to push away the prideful thoughts and actions and mindsets that we sometimes have. And we really, we even went as far, and you can imagine if you've listened to us at any length, you kind of know that we kind of go off on a few things sometimes, and it's pretty funny. But mainly we put out this idea that we should not and cannot be bullheaded. Pharaoh was somebody who was bullheaded. The Pharisees were individuals who were bullheaded, and Paul would, in Acts chapter 17 and 18, be, really 17, talking to the Jews. And while some did follow and believe as a result of Paul's preaching about Jesus and him being the Christ, others were just so extremely hard-headed, they were bullheaded, that they were not allowing themselves to be teachable from a scripture, from a text that was showing them what they should have understood as things were revealed to them. And so the great amount of importance that we need to place in our life, as far as our spiritual walk, needs to be on the idea or the concept of being teachable. And that's just extremely important for us to do that. And so that was one of the things that we really discussed at length and thought that was so important to really everything that we had discussed throughout this season, especially as it comes to in episode 5, we talked about politics. We discussed the idea of Israel and the government and went into the doctrine of dispensational premillennialism and how off that is. But there are so many that fall into that idea, so many that fall or give into that doctrine, believing that it's true. And if we're going to stay bullheaded, if we're going to stay in a place where we're not teachable, then we can adhere to doctrines like that and be prevented from being able to step through the gates of heaven because we refuse to let go of teachings that do not line up with Scripture. And so there's a great, again, we just couldn't say it enough, and I can't say it enough today, that there is such a great amount of importance that we should really understand about the idea of being teachable. So many other things that we discussed throughout the season. We talked about marriage. We actually had two different episodes where we discussed the importance of prayer, building a personal prayer life, and how that should go, and the things that we should say, and the idea of giving our heart to God in our prayers. And those were some of the fun things that we discussed that we felt were beneficial for us as the hosts of this podcast, but also something we believe was of great benefit to those who are listening and tuning in to each of those episodes. And so, you know, that's really is a quick recap of a lot of the things that we had discussed. And of course, we had our little bantering session where we talked about what's been cooking in our life, and Corey discussed some of the things that been going on in his family and going on in their at Martin and in his ministry, and the same thing going with Tyler, some of his travels and here in the work at Hydro and Excel Still More. So unfortunately, I can't give you a recap of that. I do apologize for that. I really do hate that we were not able to get that whole finale out there. So we do apologize for that. But I just want to, you know, say again how much we appreciate each one of you for tuning in and sharing an hour, give or take, each week with us, hearing some of the things that we have to say and some of the things that we have shared with you. And we just really hope that it will bless you in your daily walk with the Lord, that you'll continue to grow. And so we're so excited about the fact that we have now have two seasons under our belt, and we are going to be planning and gearing up for season three of the Untied podcast that will come out this fall. So we don't have any date for you at this point, but we will be sharing that. So if you are curious and want to keep up to date with the Untied podcast and anything to do with Excel Still More, go to our Facebook page, like that Facebook page, head over to our website, sign up and register or subscribe rather to our website. We're currently getting some things fixed. We've had some issues with the emailing service, but we're getting that all under control. And we will be sharing that information with you. And so throughout the summer, you won't be hearing any new Untied podcast episodes coming out, but you will be able to hear some scripture spotlight episodes and some other things. And so I'm going to go ahead here at this point, before I share any of that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our very good friend, Corey Sawyers, and we're going to allow him to give the anchoring thought, the final anchoring thought of season two of the Untied podcast.
Well, we could have done an anchoring thought about finishing well, because the Bible talks a lot about finishing well, but I don't know that we finished well in this episode talking about bull so much. But we are going to talk a little bit about the end, since this is the end of season two. Ecclesiastes is one of my favorite books, a book that Solomon wrote, the preacher wrote, about wisdom from the perspective of someone who is near the end of life. And Ecclesiastes rather 7 is an interesting section, because a lot of practical advice, a lot of wisdom in action. You'll notice as you go down through how many times better is used. In verse 1, a good name is better. Verse 2, it's better to go to the house of mourning. Verse 3, sorrow is better. Verse 5, it's better for a man to hear rebuke than the songs of fools. But when you get down to verse 8, there's a couple of betters in verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. And hopefully you can say that the end of season two is better than the beginning of it, not because you're glad that it's over with finally, but rather because it's helped you to grow. And it's one of the things that makes me want to be a part of this podcast each week, is not because I necessarily think I have a whole lot to bring to the table, but I always learn something from Garrett and from Tyler and in our discussion together. And hopefully at the end of season two, you can say it was better, the end, than the beginning, because you're better. you've grown, you've learned, maybe you've had some thoughts challenged, and you've become untied from maybe some traditions or whatnot. But it's good to think, we don't think of the end being better usually, but it should be. And part of the reason why is because of, as he tells us there, the patience that enables us to grow. Growth as a person helps you to be able, hopefully, to deal better with other people. And we need to learn to be patient with other people. And one of the ways that we can do that is by looking at our own growth and looking back and realizing how long it took me to get to where I am today. How long it's taken me to learn what I've learned up to this point. And hopefully that will make us more patient. We talked a little bit about pride earlier. One of my favorite stories about Muhammad Ali was told a little bit about how the braggadocious nature that he had. Muhammad Ali was on a plane they were preparing for takeoff, and the flight attendant was walking down through there, making sure everybody had their seat belts buckled. And she noticed that Muhammad Ali did not have his seatbelt buckled. And she said, "Sir, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to buckle your seatbelt." And he looked up at her and he said, "Are you kidding me? Superman don't need no seatbelt." And she quickly responded to him, "That may be true, but Superman doesn't need a plane either." Sometimes we need to be reminded that we don't know it all. And sometimes I need to be reminded of the value of listening to others and talking with others and studying with others and hearing other people's opinions and benefiting from their study. And so as we wind down season two, hopefully you're better because of that. Hopefully you've grown because of that. I know that I have, and I'm thankful to be a part of it and thankful for the conversations I get to have with these two men of God, and thankful that all of you listeners and viewers are joining along with us each and every time that we have these studies, because that's the goal of all of this, is to help us all not just get untied, but that life outside the auditorium, that tagline is that we're better able to grow in our everyday lives. We're able to live out what it means to be a follower of Jesus because we've grown. And hopefully that helps us then to help others to grow as well.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the final anchoring thought of season two of the Untied podcast. And again, we just cannot tell you how much we appreciate each of you for tuning in each week, whether by the audio version of this podcast or even the video version of the podcast on Excel TV or YouTube. We're just grateful that you have tuned in with us, and we hope and pray that our conversations and topics have been such that have blessed you in some way in your spiritual walk with the Lord. We're just grateful for you. I sure am thankful for Tyler and Corey and the great work that they do and their friendships and being a part of this podcast. It's hard to believe that we're already through season two, when about 6 or 7 years ago, if you were with us whenever we first started the podcast in season one, we discussed that Corey and I had actually had a conversation probably 6 or 7 years ago about the idea of maybe doing a podcast at some point. And now we're through with season two, and we have accomplished being able to do this, and we're having a great time together. We're having a great time with you, and we just really, really appreciate you tuning in, and hope that this has been a podcast that blesses you in your daily walk. Well, that's going to be it for season two of the Untied podcast, and we are going to take a break for the summer. We have a lot of other things going on. Probably you do too. However, that does not mean that we will not have any podcasts coming out on the Excel Pod Network, brought to you by Excelstimore Inc. If you are a podcast listener, that means that you like to listen to them year-round. and we have more that are coming out. So be sure to tune in each morning. Scripture Spotlight is doing a great job. They are no doubt the fastest growing podcast that we have on the Excel Pod Network, a daily devotional podcast right here on the Excel Pod Network that right now, as of now, has over 2,500 downloads for that daily devotional podcast. And that is just really, really a neat thing. And very proud of Corey and Garrett for the great work that they are doing with that podcast. And we hope that it will be something that you will tune into and check out if you have not already. Again, that is a podcast that comes out every morning at 7 a.m. Now, there might be a few mornings that it doesn't come out at 7, but generally speaking, it comes out every day at 7 a.m., and you're going to want to tune in. They're studying through Philippians, doing an excellent, excellent job. We also have some more Thinking Kingdom podcast episodes that are coming out. We have a few of those that are left for the season, and then they'll be taking a break for the summer. So you've got several weeks left, both on the video version and the audio version. And then we have our newest addition to the Excel Pod Network family, and that is Road Trips. And Road Trips is hosted by Tyler Wall. And if you have not checked that out, we do encourage you to do that. This week, we published an episode entitled Discipline and Motivation. Caleb Horn was his guest. Last week was Embracing Contentment with Sam McLarty. And the week before that was Managing Distractions with Robert Hatfield of the Light Network. And so you're going to want to check those out if you have not. An excellent podcast that will bless you and benefit you as well. And so these are podcasts that are going to continue on, and we hope that that you will find some enjoyment from them, some benefits from them. So we hope that you will tune in and like and subscribe to each one of those podcasts as well. Well, that's going to be it for us for season two of the Untied Podcast. We just are really grateful for you. We've had a great season, an excellent time, and we're looking forward to our planning season three that will begin in the fall. Be sure to tune in and like, follow, and subscribe the podcast so that whenever season three does launch, you will not miss a single second of those podcast episodes that come out. Be sure to like our Facebook page, our social media platforms, and subscribe to our website. Each way, you will find out more information that's coming out about Excel Still More Inc. We have a lot of new stuff with Excel TV, of course, the network and publications that are coming out. And our new book over Romans chapters 1 through 8 will be hitting the sales market, if you will, the sales platform very soon. And we hope that that'll be something that'll bless you as well. Until next time. Until next season, we love you, we thank you, we appreciate you. We hope that you will continue in your daily walk with the Lord, and we pray that He will bless you. And so until next season, stay untied.